Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll explore the area of venture capital investing. The economy is on the verge of another wave of venture capital investment, according to a report from several private equity investment executives who attended a recent annual conference for high net worth investors. Investors who are intently interested in these opportunities should pay particular attention to time horizons and investment styles, despite the lure of big returns. Risk is fun. You take risk for fun. But big returns don't always follow big risk-taking. Financial advisors need to keep several lessons in mind as they help clients navigate these investment options. For starters, a client's time horizon is critical because private equity and venture capital investments often require patrons to stay invested for 7 to 10 years. If a client is 40 years old and has a liquidity event, then 10 years is fine. You look at the appropriate investment by age group as well as by net worth. Advisors also have to assess their clients' investment styles a little differently from the way they would look at investment styles for traditional stocks and bonds. You might look at top companies that had breakthrough ideas, like Hotmail. Those firms also found fresher ways to carry out functions that had bureaucratic agencies in a rut. Examples include Google, which successfully challenged libraries on searches, as well as FedEx and Hotmail, companies that exploited weaknesses in the U.S. Postal Service. But if swinging for the fences does not suit a client's investment style, the advisor should consider funds that hit lots of singles and doubles. They tend to say things like, "I'd rather have a successful manager with an okay idea than a bad manager with a good idea." Another lesson, look abroad. America does not have a monopoly on entrepreneurs, and investors should consider looking overseas for opportunities. Skype, the popular internet video calling service, for instance, was co-founded by Niklas Zennström, a Swede. Bottom line here is to think and plan carefully when considering all the choices out there in venture capital. I'll close here. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss your particular investment situation.